With all due respect, though, I think that something like queuing would be of definite importance in New York. We have at the office, when the office is closed in New York, something that resembles mass murder. Everyone runs someplace, and it's quite hard to walk around. I think the manners that I've seen in the underground, on the buses and so on, whether you may think a lot of them or not, I do. I think that's something we might introduce in the U.S. with a great deal of success.
Yes, please. What do you think France would like from Britain?
Oh, I think many things, certainly. First, from the school, I like very much the spirit of competition in games and in quite other things. We are perhaps too independent-minded in France. We just go our own way and don't mind at all. We don't think of competition or anything. Of course, we like to be in the first places of our different forms, but just for ourselves, not so much to bring something to our form. Second, these extra school activities are something perfectly unknown. Perhaps because we have no time left for them, I don't know. Then, from your homes, as it has already been said, I like very much this lack of central heating. I don't know how it is in winter, it must be very cold. But generally speaking, it's very nice to have a fire, to sit around and talking. It gives to the family life very nice after. That's why I should like to bring back home.
Helen Langley, you want to take our school lunches back, by the way?
No, I don't think so. But what I would like to take, what I've noticed here most, is the feeling of age and history that is everywhere in your towns, your countries, your buildings, and which I've noticed coming from the young country most especially. And if I could take that back to Australia, though I expect it would be most inappropriate, if I could take back the example, say, a little parish church, I've seen so many in the country, with their wild flowers and their green grass, and put that somewhere in some little green patch in Australia, I think that would be the thing that I'd most like.
Yes, I'd just like to say that I think a tradition is a good and a bad thing, and I've found so far that many English people, British people, seem to rely and live in the past more than the present. They have a complacent attitude that strikes me as being very dangerous. A little bit more virility, that's what I'd like to see, a little bit more punch.
Well, Arthur Balfour, I think you better sum up on this question.
I think of all the things you have here, I would best prefer, and it would be the greatest benefit to Jamaica, to take back your education system. I was quite surprised when I found out that a child, or let's call him a boy for the present, don't worry girls, I still remember you, let's call him a boy, can go to school free right from his infancy until he takes his higher schools, or as in Scotland, his higher exams. In Jamaica, it is quite different. You go to the elementary school free, and from 9 to 13, where you most boys enter college, you have to pay, well, at least £25 per term to go to school. That is why I think I would like to take back your education system, so that many more people would be able to benefit by a better education.
Well, here I'm just going to introduce the very last question to the Brains Trust. We've just time for what we call in England a quickie. And that means quick, Brains Trust. So I'm going to call on you now to say very briefly, a very difficult thing I know to do briefly, but try your best. What you consider is the greatest problem that your country has to face? Jürgen. for Germany.
The greatest problem facing my country is, I consider, not only of a purely economical nature, as it may be in Britain, but as well, it affects our social system, our social structure, our culture, our education, our politics as well. It is the problem of the unity of Germany. In 1945, the Potsdam Conference decided the present distribution of Germany among the four Allied forces. And since then, the development has led to the development which in each zone is according, or was according, to the spirit of the occupying power. Since then, this development has led to the unification of the Western zone, but not to the, but the Soviet-occupied zone is still apart from it. And it has got an entirely different economy, a different government, different laws, different schools, different universities, a different social standard. And I think this is really, it is splitting up not only the, not only Germany, but Europe, Middle Europe, and the whole of Europe as well. So, therefore, I think that solving this problem means not only solving an internal problem, but means as well one step towards European integration and one step towards world peace.
Brenda Nixon, what about South Africa?
Well, the great problem that confronts my country today, as it has throughout its brief history, is the problem of race relations. It is a problem that is felt throughout the world, a problem of how peoples of very different cultures and ways of life can live together in harmony, preserve their racial integrity, and derive the maximum benefit from their contact with one another. It is a world problem, but there are so many unique difficulties in South Africa that you cannot compare our form of it with that of any other nation. You cannot compare it with the United States, for example, because there the Negroes are outnumbered 10 to 1, while in South Africa, it is the Europeans who are outnumbered 4 to 1. And again, you cannot compare it with the policy in the British colonies and protectorates, for the simple reason, mainly, that the British people don't live in their colonies. In fact, the whole problem bristles with so many difficulties that we need your sympathetic understanding of it rather than any superficial criticism or condemnation.
Now, I'm afraid our time is getting short, although I'd like to call out all the delegates of the Brains Trust. I'm going to give Arthur Balfour of Jamaica his chance of summing up, as it were. So, Arthur Balfour, Jamaica.
I think the greatest problem of Jamaica at present is the high cost of living. I would just like to say very briefly what I think has caused this high cost of living. Before the war and during the war, we were allowed to buy from the United States. Now, however, we have to buy essentially from Britain. That has meant that most goods are more expensive, and so the cost of living has risen. However, there is another question which one might have thought would have been the greatest problem in Jamaica. That, as in South Africa, they call a question. I would like to say that in this matter, Jamaica is an example to the world where the mingling and racial, the mixing of people of all different colors and races and religions go on. In Jamaica, no party, government, or individual interferes with anything to do with race or religion. I might add, too, that about 15% of the population are Englishmen, Scotsmen, and derivatives from these people. In this way, Jamaica is nearing the highest standard one can ever think of, becoming nearest to the ideal of being God's own country.
And so our Brains Trust ended. And then after it came what was in some ways the most exciting speech of the whole afternoon. And it came in the form of a vote of thanks. Now I know we all of us in the hall expected something conventional, something rather formal. But Oakley Dyer of Edmonton in Canada, who made it, had a message to give. And his words were memorable and moving to all of us in the hall. And I think we all felt that it summed up everything that was best in the World Youth Forum.
Words, I find, are entirely inadequate to express our gratitude. There's only one way that we can make it felt, and that is by acting. The forum is practically over. But we, the overseas delegates, realize that our job is just beginning. Now, we must take our learning and use it as a foundation for future development. We must take it and share it. We must use it to keep our minds open, free to change, and to use it for a better understanding of conditions in other countries and in the world. In short, we must develop. As good citizens of our own countries, yes. But better than that, and greater than that, as good citizens of the world. And only by doing our share can we ever help, can we ever hope to bring about that day when there shall reign peace on earth, goodwill toward men.
There we leave the World Youth Forum's conference in the Royal Albert Hall, London. The speakers were Frank Owen, Mr. Attlee, and Field Marshal Sir William Slim. And the program was introduced by Winfred Vaughan Thomas. This is the British Broadcasting Corporation.